Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Guided Living. I am Laurel Geis, and our guest today is author and motivational speaker Jay Forty, who inspires people to discover, develop, and live their greatness. And his book, The Greatness Zone, is a must-read for anyone seeking to live their greatness today. And Jay's also the host of the popular radio show Living Life in Your Greatness Zone on Vivid Life Radio. And I want to welcome my good friend, Jay. Hi, Jay. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Laurel. It's wonderful to share some time with you today.
Thank you so much. And I want to jump right in, if we can, and talk about your book, The Greatness Zone, which is just an inspirational and transformational read. I highly recommend all of our listeners get a copy of The Greatness Zone. And Jay, can you share with us, what is the Greatness Zone, and you know, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, the Greatness Zone is that place where you connect what's best of you to your world. And there's a great quote by Frederick Buechner who says, "Your vocation or your purpose in life is where your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need." And that's kind of, to me, the best way of saying what your Greatness Zone is. You're really aware of you. You understand from the inside out what makes you remarkable, the gifts that you have and the abilities that you have, and that you on a regular basis do your work to search through the world to find out where in today's world needs what I do best so that I can show up as my biggest, best, and greatest self. And so that's basically what the Greatness Zone is. And I tell everybody all the time, you know, the Greatness Zone book was kind of written through me, I think, then by me. That I remember writing it, but I remember mostly, you know, like taking dictation, that there was wisdom that was far bigger than me that was coming through me in a lot of what I wrote. It came out of a really practical way or a really practical environment. I was doing work in the workplace, and we were finding that most companies didn't know how to hire people based on behavior. They were just hiring people based on skill and experience. And my company had created a way of helping companies put the right people in the right job. And it used behavioral terminology. And then when we would explain to the world how or what we were looking for, and we would use words like competitive, dynamic, sensitive, agreeable, perceptive, whatever the behavioral adjectives were, and we went out to the world and said, "Look, if this is you, you should apply." And everybody said back to us, "Oh, I have no idea. I don't know myself well enough to know who I really am, and therefore if that's me or not." And that was the intro to creating the Greatness Zone as a method to help people become more self-aware so they could choose wisely about the places in work and life that fit them.
And I love those two pieces, the piece of, you know, becoming more self-aware, of knowing yourself, of knowing, you know, what is your joy, what is your bliss, you know, what would you love to do, what brings you to life, and then pairing that with what the world needs right now. What is that you can give to the world? And I always share that with my, you know, students too, is, you know, the gifts that we have, once we find those gifts, they're, you know, they're not for us, they're for other people. And I love the way that you are helping people to really discover, you know, what is that joy in their life, and then acknowledging it, that those gifts really are for others.
I love that our greatest abilities are truly the thing we give to others, because that's where the gift of it is. Like, that gift isn't for us. It's how we make our impact. It's how we find our fit, and it's how we set the stage for the people around us who need what we do best, so they can start to do what they do best.
Right, right. I like to, you know, to say that your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer.
I love that.
So,
I love that.
so as we find, you know, what is that soul's calling, which is, you know, your greatness, what are your talents and strengths and your passion and your interests, and to, you know, give those to the world so that you can truly give that, and in that giving, answer someone else's prayers. So you share with us that that as you were writing this book, that you were an unusual candidate to really write about and talk about greatness. And, you know, why do you feel this way? How so?
I spent most of my life, I think, doing whatever it took to blend in and look and act like everybody else, instead of acknowledge that that I was different for lots of ways. That I think most of the decisions I made in life were really just to do it to get by, hoping that this thing would be over soon. And, you know, it's funny when you have perspectives like that, the universe does a very good job of reminding you or using you to learn to share a bigger message while you learn that that perspective wasn't helpful to you, and it certainly wasn't helpful to the people in your life. And I think I was most amazed that something large came from a book that was really coming out of the workplace, that it could actually be, you know, a significant perspective around showing up big to life. When it's funny, when we named the book, The Greatness Zone, my kid said to me, you know, why did you name it that? I mean, who searches for the word greatness? And I said, you know, we'd probably find more people to buy it if we called it the Good Enough Zone or the Just Get By Zone. But this was, you know, a real commitment to making a change of a life that I had spent most of it in doing just as, and it wasn't that I wasn't a good worker or things like that, but I had chosen to just squeak by and not make my mark and not deliver my gifts and not pay attention, because it required me to be honest about myself, and there were things I didn't want to have to share.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of us really live our lives that way, right? Just somebody said that, I'm not sure who the quote came from, but, you know, that we live our lives so that we can, you know, really safely slide in, you know, to our death. You know, like we want to play it safe our whole lives. And you know, once we become self-aware and we really understand that we can be great, I mean, that we are awesome, that we are awesome, and to really step in and live that awesomeness. That's why I was so excited about the work that you're doing, Jay, is to, you know, really bring that word greatness back, right? Having people, you know, stop and just take a look at their lives and asking themselves, are they living in their greatness? And I want to remind everyone that you're listening to Soul Guided Living today with Laurel Geis. And our guest is author and motivational speaker, Jay Forty. And we're talking about his book, The Greatness Zone. And after this short commercial break, we're going to explore how you can discover your greatness zone. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Laurel Geis on Soul Guided Living with Jay Forty. And Jay, let's talk about how discovering and living our greatness connects us with our purpose.
You know, I think it's the internal work that we're supposed to do. You know, so the line I generally tell my audiences is, look, I know that we weren't born with an owner's manual that says, okay, Jay, here's what you got, and go ahead and take this and go here and make this kind of difference. But so it's our responsibility to do that work. And in that work, we discover things about who we are, and we discover ways of bringing that element of greatness, you know, to the world around us. And I think what it does is it forces us to do this internal work that allows us to really discover what our purpose is. And that's why I go back to that Frederick Buechner quote, which I heard after I'd written the book. I just love it. And I think it says, you know, what the greatness zone is really all about. It's a process or a way of thinking about you so you understand what your greatest joy is, so you can be really discerning in the way that you look at the world, looking for its needs and its challenges and its opportunities that need what it is that you do best, so you could deliver it and in the process feel amazing about it. And that's where I think, the reasons why I really like the term greatness in it. It's the awareness of what it is that makes you remarkable and amazing and awesome and spectacular, not at the expense of anybody else, but in your own right. And with that, you then have the opportunity to look at today's world and say, well, what does it need that for some reason I have something or know something about? And let me go ahead and do this.
And, you know, I really love that because, you know, it's interesting and just, you know, traveling and working with just thousands of people, I like to ask that question of people, what would you love? And it's amazing to me how many people cannot even begin to answer that question, right? What would you love? What would you love to do in your life? You know, what really makes you happy? So, you know, to me, that's such a great starting point, because when people have the realization that, you know, sometimes we can't even answer that question, we really begin to understand like how far we've gone into that, let's just call it the hypnosis of society that, you know, we're doing, you know, what everyone expects us to do, and we're living the life that everyone else is expecting us to live. And when someone suddenly opens the door and says to them, hey, you know, what would make you happy? You know, what would you love to do? It really causes you to just stop and to give people and to share with people the tools for that inner exploration. Just must be so satisfying in the work that you're doing. And I know that you work with young people, young adults and parents, you know, to help them discover and really develop and live, you know, what is the best in them. And in that work, you know, what does that look like?
You know, I think the reason why I do it is that I'm really excited to help the next generation discover what I discovered late in my life, just sitting there. And so I teach college. I teach. I'm an adjunct professor. I teach a course on entrepreneurship, which, you know, it's funny. It's a great business word for finding your purpose. You know, because it requires you to be very self-aware of your own abilities and then to be tuned into your world, looking for opportunities to fix something that's not working right. So, you know, you're identifying what your purpose or your calling is really the way that an entrepreneur looks at the world. You know, you become an opportunity hunter. Where are the places that need what I do best? So in working with kids, and I always find that kids, I mean, middle school, high school, and college kids, and their parents, never do any work with the kids without doing work with their parents, because we really try and change the way that they look at things by being truly aware of themselves and confident enough to say, here's what I'm about and here's where I think I need to be. It isn't for life, but at least is what's next for me. And then a lot of the work that we do with parents is helping them be more of a guide and less of this dictatorial telling. We teach a course called When to Parent, When to Coach, and When to Mentor Your Kids. In other words, when to tell, when to ask, and when to share. And we find that most parents are in tell mode most of their kids' lives. You know, we're both down here in Florida. I see people in their 70s and 80s still telling their kids in their 40s and 50s what to do. And so what we're trying to do is to get parents to encourage an open dialogue so that the kids can self-discover. And then the parents are there and aware as they go through this process, so they can be guides to help them expand what kids see, so they can then say yes for me or no, not for me. You know, and Laurel, you brought up a really big point about, you know, the point of passion. I heard this once that, you know, our passions and our loves and our interests are divine gifts for us, because they're like flags saying, look here, go here, this is what you love. There's a reason why you love it. It's for you. And if you would see it and not discount it, the way a lot of parents tell their kids, nah, don't be that, you'll never earn any money, though there's this intrinsic love in them, that we have no idea how big they could be about that if they had the opportunity to go and be it or do it or try it or at least explore it. And in that many times we as parents accidentally misguide or misdirect our kids out of their purpose when all that we really want for them is to be happy and successful. But as we tell the audiences that we speak to, your kids are the only people who can figure that out. You can be the guide on the side on this thing, but you are not the sage on the stage anymore. You know, kids have to do this work, but you so can be connected to helping them in the process so they feel safe and secure in the process of doing it.
Oh, boy, that is such a refreshing viewpoint, you know, because I mean, I have to say, because, you know, I personally was raised with, you really need to focus on this. And, you know, because in this, if you do this, you'll be able to make a living and you'll be able to take care of yourself. And rather than, you know, what would you love to do, right? What would you love to do? And I think a lot of us were raised that way. So yes, I think that's the only word I can comes to me right now is, you know, refreshing, that, you know, that you could, you know, as a young adult be asked, you know, what really turns you on, right? What just makes you say, yes, this is what I want. And that passion, that energy is literally going to guide you into your destiny.
You know, I think it is. And part of the reason why we're so insistent on this, you know, when to parent, when to coach, and when to mentor your kid thing, is that think of the difference you have in the discussion about purpose when you ask your kids versus you tell your kids. And,
right.
And I'm not trying to put all the blame on a parent, but you know, we do what we do best. We do what we were taught or what we learned, which
sure.
is this is what parents do to help their kids be successful in life. And this is what success looks like. You got a bank
yes.
account, you got a reliable job, and some of the other things. And at no point in time do we say, look, none of that, we don't want you to think about any of that. But couldn't you also, just imagine, couldn't you also have that and love what you do? And if you could find that, and that's what the Greatness Zone's about, if you knew what you're good at, what you love, and what matters to you, then you're really aware of you, so you can then go and look at the world for what gives you all of those. I want you to be good at it. I want you to love it. And I want it to matter to you. I want all of that. But that means, you know, kids and all of us, we have to do our own work to figure out what that might be. But our soul is there to guide us in it. That's why you
right.
love what you, that's why some things come easy. I have a friend of mine who says, you know, we should always know what we rock at and what we stink at. And,
there you go.
Yeah, we should do more of what we rock at and love and less of what we stink at and don't like. I mean, how much easier could that be? But if we don't have the opportunity or create the opportunity for our kids and for each other and couples as well, as we have all these expectations that somebody be something rather than how do I help you be your best and most amazing self, then I'm in the way accidentally of helping you discover what your purpose is and actually bringing it to your world, then I haven't helped you. And I know we don't mean to be in the way, but sometimes our old ways are indeed old ways, and we just need
right.
to be open and aware and see if we can pay attention to where people are pulled to and see what gets their interest and encourage more and more practice or time with things just to see how big the world is. And then a greater amount of experience creates greater options, and greater options means you're more than likely to choose something that's a better fit than something that's
right. Because, you know, I always like to say, you know, never doubt your destiny because it was created just for you.
I really like that.
And, you know, that's what you're sharing in all the teaching and training and coaching and speaking and writing that you're doing is, you know, to follow that passion. To me, you know, that passion, it's just the energy. It's the energy of the divine that's guiding us on our path. It's the energy of the soul, right? That's nudging us and pulling us and guiding us and saying, yeah, that's the way, go that way. You know,
yeah.
That's for you. And I, you know, I believe that there's a path for each and every one of us. And if we'll just, you know, tap into that knowingness, that intuition that we have and listen to that small, still voice, then there, you know, that really facilitates this journey with grace and ease. And there's so many different aspects to this, Jay, but, you know, what would be some of the practical ways that you actually help people to discover what is great and awesome and amazing about them.
Yeah, I like where the work is going in this. And so I know it needs to be experiential. There are things that we have to do to help people shift out of the loud, noisy, disruptive, and distracting world and learn to focus inward. So some of the activities that we lead people through, we introduce them to journaling, believe it or not. And we have a lot of resistance at the beginning of it. But as we find, as we coach people into it, we find that we are creating an epic amount of journalers that are allowing themselves some space and time to connect with their inner divine. That's a big one. The other thing that we've done, because part of the thing that we need, the thing that we need to share with people is, what language do you have about you? So, you know, as we take a look, you know, look at what core behaviors are. Are you bold and assertive and courageous, or realistic and responsible, or accepting or empathetic, whatever those words are? If we could help you see the way your brain sparks, you would be cued into an awareness about the way that you start to choose and to solve. So one of the things that we do is we built an assessment that gives people their what we call their three about me, their three core or their greatest strengths. And we made it free. We want the world to know what their greatest abilities are, because if they did, then already you start to look at your world in a different way. You start looking for the things that need your way of thinking. So some of them are truly about the divine, you know, where you look in and you spend time with meditation and journaling. And other times they're very practical. What are your words that describe you, so you could even write a branding statement, so you could tell the world what is it that's great about you? And the biggest thing that you can do if you tell the world is that you're telling yourself. And that creates the awareness of what you rock at versus what you stink at. The world is so quick to tell you what's wrong with you. And everything that we do, we make a commitment. We will only use strength-based tools. There is always more right with you than wrong with you. So we are not going to try and fix something that you think is wrong. We're going to ask you to determine what is right and then do more of that. And that's what some of these tools are, is how do we arm you with language so you can go to your world that says no and negative and all this stuff. And you're like, wait a minute, I don't know why you're saying all that. Look how amazing I am. And we do this, and this one last thing here I'll tell you is people laugh, but we do it anyway. We say, look, when you wake up, first thing in the morning, and you know what you look like when you wake up. So before you do anything to change any of that, go look in the mirror and point at yourself and say, you are awesome. And if nothing else, it just reminds you that what you're looking at is what's deeper in there. So get past the bedhead and get past, you know, the sleep in the eyes and all of that, and just say, no, I came packaged with something amazing. What am I seeing in it, and how do I want to use it today? And that one thing can change your entire tone on how you move through your day.
I love it. So, Jay, how can our listeners connect with you?
We have great tools under the website, thegreatnesszone.com. And our new free talent assessment is on our new website for kids and parents called Ready for Life. That's ready4life.me.
Okay, so everyone, check out thegreatnesszone.com and ready4life.me. And Jay's radio show, Living Life in Your Greatness Zone, is on Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock. And Jay, I want to thank you for being our guest today. It's been fantastic sharing this with you, and your message is inspiring. And thanks for doing so much great work in the world.
Thank you, Lauren. I loved our time together. Thanks again.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living, and connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free guide to soul journaling and information on a free 10-day soul journaling class. And hey, like my Facebook page so every morning you will receive inspiration to support your soul guided life. And join me next week when our guest will be best-selling author and intuitive business coach, Jaden Sterling. We're going to be discussing the alchemy of true success, how to do what you love and earn money doing it. This is going to be a powerful conversation that you won't want to miss. So join me next Tuesday at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives and listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. In Jay Forty's book, The Greatness Zone, and in his powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, he shares a successful process to guide you on how to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. For more information, visit thegreatnesszone.com.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.